And God has a way of getting your attention with pain, doesn't He? That'll work. If nothing else will get your attention, you know, you can be going and doing all kinds of things when that back hits you and all of a sudden you can't get in the car. You can't pick your foot up. You say, oh, you know, that the couple of days that last week that I had a little of that pain, I'd try to slip into my car. You know, normally my little Ranger pickup is real little, so I just open the door and crawl in like this, you know. But that didn't work. I couldn't do that. I couldn't bend over. So I thought, well, I'll slide in like this and sit down. But then I'm too tall, my head won't go under. So I got to bend over and that hurts. There ain't no way I can get in that truck without hurting. And when I finally could get in there and turn around, now I can't reach out and get the door. So I had to learn to pick my foot up underneath it and pull the door to me so I could get in. I said, Lord, I don't know what I've done, but I repent. You know, I'd done a lot of repenting last week in those 2 or 3 days. I had a little pain. I even told Cheryl and everybody else, Lord, honey, if I hadn't loved you enough, forgive me. I'm trying to be better. And I thought about that today when I was in such a big hurry to get back. She said, pull in by Brahms. I first said, no. I said that inside. I thought, I ain't got time to stop by there and get an ice cream cone. And I thought, oh, Lord, I just repented last week for not loving my wife. Okay, we'll go get some ice cream. I remembered the pain. I didn't like it. Oh, the Lord gets our attention. Oh, my goodness. Fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain. When you have fear of God, you can change, can't you? You can learn to change. It offers escape. Oh, wait a minute. Look at that. It offers escape from the snares of death. I sure ain't ready to die. Are you? No. I look at Joseph, man. He said, I might have put 2 screws into his one, but he's still putting them in today. You know, 78 years old, man. He's drilling them things just like I was. You know, that ain't bad. And then I think about this airplane that we went out to look at Sunday morning early. Right beside ours where a 182 got loose. And it hit the side of the hangar and spun around and run into the door and tore it up. And the guy called me and told me, said it's right next to yours, but it didn't hurt yours or nothing. And so I said, okay. So I thought, well, Dave, we'll run out there and look at it. Well, we went out there, and, of course, there's a little pit special that a man, he used to be a Pan Am pilot. He's way since retired 25 years ago. But he built this little airplane. I mean, ever stick of it. Built it from scratch. He is 84 years old today, and he still takes that little twin wing, bi-wing, single-engine pits out and does rolls and everything. 84 years old does aerobatics in that little airplane. Now, that prop on that 182 lacked about that much of getting to his. And there was a steel 8-inch C-beam right in front of it. It cut it nearly completely in two, the prop did on that 182. If it had went in there a little further, man, it would have tore his little airplane all to pieces. But, wow, I thought, here is a man, 84 years old, that still does aerobatics. That's pretty good, you know it?
Right.
That's pretty good. So if he can do it, hey, surely I can get out there and fly mine, you know, when I get to be 84. But if we have fear of the Lord, it offers escape from the snares of death. In other words, what that's trying to say is if we don't fear the Lord, these demons of death are coming by to get us because we have no fear and no reverence of God. Why do you think so many people die so early? That's one of the reasons. People don't even know that's a sin. Do you fear God? No. You a Christian? Oh, yeah. You go to church? No, I don't go to church once in a while. What'd God tell you to do? Go to church. But you don't go. You have no fear of God. The king told you what to do. The Word says so. But you don't know it. You don't fear Him. Oh, God, He loves me. He would never do nothing like this to me. You hadn't read the book? It's pretty clear, isn't it? But fear of the Lord, it offers escape from the snares of death. Wow. A growing population is a king's glory. A dwindling nation is his doom. That's what's happening to us. We're a dwindling nation. We have killed, I don't even know anymore, 40, 50, 60 million babies since the 70s. Isn't that awful? I can't even fathom that. I can't fathom how a a person that's got a live child in their womb, and they got to not realize that's a human being. I mean, they know it, but they don't believe it. That a little baby is in 3, 4, 5, or 6 months, every piece of him in there is working. And they go in and tear him out in pieces. Or the most terrible one is the one that they abort the child as it's being born. That's the one that's so devastating, when they kill it when it comes out of the mother's womb. Wow. A dwindling nation is his doom. Wow. Those who control their anger. Now that's something we all need to work on, isn't it? We all need to listen to this. Those who control their anger have great understanding. So what if you don't control your anger? You don't have much understanding. In other words, you have no idea. Remember what the scripture says though in Ephesians? Do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil. You know what that reminds me of? You get mad at somebody, you come home, you're telling your wife about this idiot, you know, that nearly run over you, oh, you're mad at the world, or somebody done something wrong to you today, and you're telling her all about it, and you go to bed and you're so mad you can't hardly stand it. When you lay down there, I think about a great big neon sign out there in the spirit world. It says, vacancy, here I am, come get me. And the devil's looking for those vacancy signs, isn't he? Don't go to bed angry, lest you give place to the devil. I mean, you think that's real? Absolutely. In the spirit world, when you go to bed angry, you open the door to a devil, to a demon. And do you think they're waiting to get inside of you? Of course they are. The average Christian today don't believe a Christian can have a demon. Well, let me tell you, you can. I don't care what they say. You can have one. I know. I had some of them myself. And how did I find out I had them? The Lord told me I had them. He spoke to me one day and told me. And some problems I had in my life, when I cast those out, that's just like the night also my daughter. My daughter, when she was about 15, she had been, all of her life, as far back as I could remember, she had such great fear. She could not go outside to feed her cat at night unless Daddy went with her. Even when she got to be 14, 15 years old. You know, honey, go out and feed the cat. Daddy, you got to go with me. Honey, go feed. No, Daddy's after dark. Well, there's a light in the garage. Turn it on. Or the carport. No, Daddy, I ain't going out there if you don't go with me. Why is she so afraid? I didn't understand it. But finally, one day, she had one of these little fear fits about 1 o'clock in the morning, crying in her bed. Her mama come down to get me and said, you got to go up and see what's wrong with Amanda. And I went up there. She's crying her little eyes out. And I said, honey, what's wrong with you? She said, Daddy has this great fear. She said, I believe if I died tonight, I'd go to hell to be with the devil. I said, when you were 6.5 years old, you confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I said, did you mean that, yes or no? She said, yes, Daddy, but I have this fear. And when she said that, the Lord spoke to me as clear as He's ever spoke to me. He said, Amanda has a spirit of fear. Go over and cast it out in my name. I went over there, sat down on the side of the bed, grabbed my little 15-year-old daughter by the shoulders, shook her, commanded that demon of fear to come out of her, and asked the Lord to fill her with a spirit of love, joy, and peace, and she immediately stopped crying and started laughing and praising God. And from that day forth, until she got killed in that car wreck when she was 24 years old, she never had a fear. She'd go anywhere, do anything, day or night. Isn't that amazing? When you get rid of a spirit of fear. Have you known of people that have a fear about everything? I mean, especially women. You know, especially women. You know, I don't know what it is, but some guys are the same. I mean, I walked up here, a man the other day. I mean, he's sitting there working on something in a little building. I mean, it's wide open. I walked up and said, hi. Man, he jumped like this. And I thought, wow, what's wrong with you? You know, what's wrong with you? Well, I'll tell you, he don't live where I live. You know, because you can walk up to me and do anything, kick me in the backside, and it don't bother me at all. Why can we as Christians be so secure? Because we really know our God. And there's a scripture that says those that really know their God are as bold as lions. We should really know our God, right? As we're walking in obedience to the King, hey, He's there to protect us, right? He ain't going to hurt you if you're there doing everything right. He's going to bless your socks off. Those who control their anger have great understanding. Not just a little understanding. You have great understanding of what's going on in the world. You understand the power that's yours. You understand the Word. You have great understanding. In other words, you know who you are. You're a son of God, a daughter of the King, a princess of the King of the universe. You got to know who you are. When you learn those things, you will be able to control your anger. Those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. Have I ever made a few of those, huh? Has everybody been there before? Yep, every one of us. We need to get understanding from this scripture. Those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. Take time to think things through before you make the decision. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. Wow, let me just be relaxed tonight, Lord. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. I mean, people go around stressed out all the time. And they wonder why they're sick and afflicted. The job I used to have when I was an engineer for the large corporation, I was responsible for a budget that was millions of dollars. And I had a whole bunch of buildings and hundreds of trucks and everything else that I had to keep up with all over the world. And some people said, man, the stress in this job must be awful. I said, I don't have any stress in this job. There's no stress. When you know you're working for Jesus and you know that He's in you, why have any stress? When you need something, He says, call unto me and I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. So why should we be in stress? Hey, you're not supposed to be in no stress. But why not just have a relaxed attitude, because it will give you a long, healthy life. Now, what do you want to be? You want to be 60 years old? Now, if you're a woman, you'll really be able to associate with this. You want to be a 60-year-old woman and be old and wore out and have wrinkles all over your face?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.